From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today is Eric Early, lead singer and primary songwriter for the band Blitzen Trapper. The band has just released a new record called Holy Smokes Future Jokes on Yep Rock Records. Eric Early joins me. Hello, Eric. Where are you? Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I'm up here in Portland, Oregon.
A lot of musicians over the last few months have been struggling to make their way in the middle of the pandemic. You've actually got a pretty solid structure going on. You have been working at a homeless shelter, yeah?
Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm doing at this point.
Tell me about it. What's it called? Where's it at? What are you doing for them?
The organization is called Do Good Multnomah, because that's the county we're in. And I'm working at one of their shelters. It's called Y East. And I'm like a case manager, basically. And it's a 24/7 shelter, so the guys are kind of there all the time. And so, yeah, I just case manage and hang out and clean, do a lot of cleaning.
How long have you been there?
I've worked for the organization since the end of 2018. But like fall of 2019 is when I started working full-time days as a case manager.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, it's great work. It's fun.
I also read during the downtime that you have been working on like a cement donkey statue.
Yeah, I like lawn ornaments, like weird ones. So I got that one for my birthday. And then I have like a gnome and a rabbit, and I'm kind of going to start collecting more pieces. But I paint them. I like to paint them, so...
And there must be something about musicians and sculpture. I know Tony Furtado creates a lot of sculptures. He's up there by you in Portland.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So what has the band been up to during this time? I mean, obviously, there was enough time for you guys to get together and make a record before the shutdown. We'll talk about that in a minute. But as of, like, March, what's everybody doing? And are they scattered all over or generally kind of all around the Portland area?
Everybody's kind of been in the area, although everyone's starting to scatter now. One of our guys, him and his wife, bought a property up on Mount Hood that they're renovating, like a restaurant type deal. So they're living up there. And then another one of our guys got a job down in L.A., so he's going to be going down there. So we've all been kind of just doing our own thing, different things.
Eric Early from Blitzen Trapper is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The band has released a brand new record called Holy Smokes Future Jokes. It's on Yep Rock Records. Information can be found at blitzentrapper.net. What do you want to play first for us?
First, I'm going to play Magical Thinking.
Fantastic. This is Magical Thinking on JPR Live Sessions.
Trying so hard to believe there's more to this life than what you see. Think magically in the nighttime drive. We're waiting for the man to break you in two. Shattered parts, but every human heart throws a shadow on this wall. On this wall, climb to the top of the tower that sits on the outskirts of the town. Hey, climb right up behind you, didn't need a name. You climb back down to the ground, a wrathful deity. A cigarette beneath a tree, and then he cast his shadow long in the house where you were young, in the street in a town that's gone. Ooh.
Magical Thinking is the name of that one. Eric Early is playing for us from the band Blitzen Trapper. It's a song from the new record called Holy Smokes, Future Jokes. This is the first record for Blitzen Trapper on Yep Rock, yeah?
It is, yeah.
What prompted the move? How'd you come to land with Yep Rock?
We'd been off label for a while, and I just felt like I wanted to have some more support with this one. So, our manager just started reaching out, and those guys were really into the recordings. So we went with them. Yeah, they're a cool label.
I know over the last couple of years, Blitzen Trapper has not been playing a ton of shows. Even before the pandemic, you weren't out on the road all that much. You have obviously made the decision to get together and make a new record. Was that something the group was all jonesing to do, or did you kind of have to rustle up the troops?
I was kind of just working on it on my own, like I do, just sort of off and on. And yeah, we weren't really touring too much in 2019. I don't know if we did any tours in 2019. We just did flyout shows, festivals, and just...
Or drive-down shows. You did that one standalone show down here with Ashland Folk Collective.
Right, exactly. Oh yeah, we played a great one down there, that's right. That's right.
Were those demos similar to what we're hearing on the record?
They were similar but different. I mean, like when I do demos, it's like drum machine and like, you know, for the most part, it's a pretty sparse instrumentally. It's a pretty sparse record.
Tell me a bit about the inspiration behind the songs. I read it was largely influenced by a George Saunders book.
That was kind of the starting point for some of the songs. Yeah, Lincoln in the Bardo. It got me interested in the Bardo, Thedol, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And so I got really deep into that actual manuscript. And just sort of the way that it sees the world in the afterlife was really fascinating to me and seemed helpful, like a helpful way to think about just a whole lot of different things. And so that was kind of the starting point.
I saw somewhere you said that the general concept for the album was the idea of cosmic humility. What do you mean by that?
That's one way to talk about it, I think. I use that word more in terms of my views on humanity's sort of place in the world. That's kind of more how I've used that term.
Does it feel like it's taken on increased meaning or maybe a different weight since the outbreak of the pandemic and decisions people are making about how to keep themselves and others safe?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, to me, the coronavirus is just another symptom of this sort of more overarching misuse of resources that humanity seems intent on. And I think our mismanaging of resources has a lot to do with the way we think of ourselves as being the preeminent species, on Earth. And to me, cosmic humility is this idea that we are not the preeminent species. We're just another mammal that has evolved into being and, you know, will probably go extinct at some point, just like the hundreds of thousands of critters that have come and gone already on planet Earth.
Throughout the life of Blitzen Trapper, you have changed up your sound numerous times from project to project. Has that made it tricky for you to expand or hang on to your fan base over the years, or has that never really been much of a consideration for you?
I mean, it probably should have been a consideration. It really hasn't, though, too much. Yeah, I mean, to me, this record is so stripped down that it kind of is like getting at the essence of what my songwriting is. You know, it's just a lot of vocal songwriting craft and acoustic guitars, you know, with some rhythm sections. There's not a lot of bells and whistles in terms of other instruments, really. To me, this record is sort of just like a very simple Blitzen Trapper record, you know.
So when all of this passes and the shutdown comes to an end, have you got a clear sense of what the future holds for Blitzen Trapper in terms of shows or touring?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we'll play shows in some form or another. I don't know what the lineup will be. You know, I don't know how many shows we'll do. I mean, everything right now is just so questionable in terms of can bands afford to tour, you know, if clubs are going to be opening but yet keeping the numbers down. It just all depends because, you know, traveling across the country for weeks is not cheap. So, you know, it's got to be worth it for a band to for like us to say travel to the East Coast or even to the Midwest, you know. If we're just playing for 100 people or 30 people or whatever the number is, that could get questionable.
Well, in the meantime, we'll continue working on trying to perfect things like this where you play remotely on the radio. How's that sound?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm glad you could do this, Eric. It's nice to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Eric Early from Blitz and Trapper is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The brand new Blitz and Trapper record is called Holy Smokes Future Jokes. It's out on Yep Rock Records. Information can be found at blitzandtrapper.net. Will you play us one more tune and tell us a little bit about it?
This track is following the course of Billie Jean from Michael Jackson's famous song, who, according to lore, threatened to kill herself and asked Michael to kill himself so that they could meet on the astral plane and live forever together. And so I'm imagining her in the Bardo with a bunch of other dead rock stars. Dead Billie Jean.
In the shot glass lies a quarter and a tear for every year. In the houses of the holy and the bride-to-be technology.
That is called Dead Billie Jean. Eric Early from Blitz and Trapper, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That is a tune from Holy Smokes Future Jokes, just out on Yep Rock Records. Blitzandtrapper.net is the place to go online. Eric, thanks again for doing this. Stay healthy. Hopefully we'll see you again in person real soon.
Thanks for having me.